Welcome back, Recties. September's here. It's going. Hope all the back school's good. Hope your kid's learning like ours is. But I'm sad to report our son's favorite new book is an astrology book. It's a mystery how we have this in our house. He found it one day. He goes, read this to me. And I'm reading. I'm going, you know, I'm Gemini. And I'm thinking the main character's name's Gemini. And they're like, look at the stars. I'm like, okay, I've read that before. And like, your sign is the twins. And starts talking about you, nap time, not for you. You'd rather make art. And oh. I start to put it together going, oh my gosh, it's an astrology book. And he loves it. He's like, read it to me again and again and again.
Oh no.
And I don't. It's just telling him, like, no, nap time is nap time for you, yeah, buddy. Gemini.
He's
I'm
not
a
Gemini.
Scorpio. I'll hit you.
Yeah, he's not a Gemini. You know, it's really easy to deduce because I figured out what a Gemini is, and there's only one baby in our friend group born a Gemini. So it's got to be yours.
Weird.
Wait, so you're into this?
I just
this is how the book got into us.
No, I just
the girl
it
who
up.
Knows all your friends' signs.
Hey, I know you forgot this. Such a typical Gemini.
It's based off of birthdays, and I know our friends'
what
birthdays.
What are you?
An Aquarius.
I thought you were pescatarian.
Both.
Oh, okay. It is. That is a bummer, though. Thomas is going to, I mean, you're going to like, eat your vegetables. He's like, Pisces, I can't.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yes, you know, you have
yeah,
to
what?
Eat them.
I like.
I can't believe that's in any kid's book. That's wild. It says, like, naps aren't for me.
You don't like
what?
Naps.
Yeah, I'd rather make
that's
art.
Crazy.
I'd rather make art than
and
nap.
Also, what parent is going to love this book?
You know
the
why.
The anti-nap book?
That's why it's at our house. Someone left it here on purpose.
You know, my first children book was a lot of fun. I think my next one, now that I'm really into it, they need to be like, you're such a zany kid. You do everything that's ever told to do.
Yeah.
You're so obedient. Whoa.
You're a Capricorn. You love getting spanked.
Yeah. Oh.
You love timeout.
You're a Cancer. You're quiet after the sun goes down.
Why
and
not?
Then they're like, yeah, I guess I am. Why don't we read stuff like that to them?
Yeah.
Coming soon. My horoscope.
Yeah. The second book, Manifest Destiny.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. There you go. That is funny. Wow. That's totally why that's here. Someone was like, we don't want this at our house. Let's just... That happens to
leave
a lot
here.
Of our kids, to our friends' toys that just kind of get left here.
You're getting the sloppy seconds from your friends' toys, you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Dang, I didn't know that happened.
Yeah.
Well, we're back with another episode. Thanks for all the love. We can't be more thankful for all the podcast is growing. Thank you. Share it with friends. Bring them in. The Patreon, oh my gosh. We thought, Katie and I, we said we're going to, when we hit 875, we're going to do a live stream of us doing a race on a track. And all of a sudden, we gotta start training.
Truly.
We're gonna hit it in a couple weeks.
Yeah, Katie's been
so join
stressed
us there.
All afternoon.
I am a little stressed.
You're real confident at the start.
Well, I went on a couple runs this weekend and...
You went on a run with me. You were pacing me.
Wait, what you were saying before we started recording, I did not get the vibe that you ran this weekend.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
She's
like,
sandbagging. This
yeah, she is sandbagging.
No, trust me.
A mile
I always follow it. She's a master gaslighter.
That's it.
I'm so slow.
Yeah, you're a stretch. I mean, head was in your hands earlier. We're at 8:25.
She's gotten way better at it.
I'm not in running shape.
I mean, we're trying to entertain people, right?
All right. Roll music.
Correct opinion.
My peeps, I got a quick announcement referring to Basic Sellers Wine. A lot of you tried it. Thank you so much. We have a new offering. I created a card game, My Better Half. It's a fun couples card game to elevate any
aww
wine night, hangout night, even just sitting at home with your spouse,
yeah,
girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. My Better Half. How do you get it? Great question.
And how much is it?
Oh, free.
Wow, what a businessman.
The first people that order, we're giving you this thing for free. So go to basicsellers.com. Go snag it. We still got a rosé. Our red or white wines are delicious. And now
so
a fun
good
little game to add to it. Beautiful branding. We did a great job. My Better Half. Your couple's friends are going to love it. BaseSellers.com. Katie and I got out to a big date night. It's very fun. Kansas City Current hosted.
Oh, I saw the whole town talking it about it.
Did you see my post? Did you see? Their Instagram. So the Kansas City Current, if you don't know, it's the women's professional soccer team here. And they're like the best in the league. They They have this awesome stadium. I almost said venue. Such a performer. The venue is amazing. It's a capacity of about 40,960 people.
We sat stage left, I think.
Yeah. And it's right on the river. It's just a great night. And I had met this other lady at a UFC event.
Okay.
Give a shout out to Adrian because okay. She's working the bar at this UFC event. She's like, Trey, I'm a big fan of that. She goes, I work for the current two. We're going to get you out to the game. And you know, you hear that and you go, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
She wasn't messing around. She emails me maybe a week later, gets me in touch with the right people. They say, well, we'll get you tickets. Great. 2 days before they go, hey, we were actually going to get you really good tickets in the suites. I go, great. The day of, they go, actually, because you're here early, so you can meet the owners of the team, and then we're going to announce you on the Jumbotron.
Oh, Brittany Mahomes.
I didn't know. She's not like, she's a minority owner.
Oh, yeah. I married a black guy.
Right. So there's all these rules on how you meet them.
Yeah, it's soccer.
You know, we're a majority couple, and so there are rules in soccer.
Yeah.
And so we had a great time. They just hosted us so well. I'm like smear all over their Instagram. I just feel like a star.
It's funny what my Instagram algorithm shows me. Like, it doesn't show me your viral videos that you got 10 million views, but I saw the static photo of you in a jersey at a soccer game. I saw that.
And they announced me in Ochai Agbaji. I'm probably butchering that, but professional basketball player.
Yeah, yeah.
6'7". And he's in a cool guy outfit. And I just, they're like, here's a jersey. I go, cool, I put it right on. So I'm just like in the team jersey next to this gorgeous 6'7" black man. They're like, these two famous people are here. I was like, woo, woohoo. And of course, way more people know him than me. And it was a nice guy though. Had a good time. He was in a minority relationship too.
Yeah. Did you guys sit next to each other? Couple. Or just.
No, we chat a little bit. I sent my.
They're so nice.
He played in Kansas. So I sent my buddy who's a Kansas fan, a selfie of him.
That's nice.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
He didn't ask for a selfie with me. I know they were, everyone was so nice. We had a great time and going to a, I say all this.
You really like downplay yourself in the, like, I don't know. What am I trying to say?
Sweet venue.
In the suite, like where you would go get food and stuff.
The suite. Oh, it's like so big. What do you call the other part of it? Yeah. Yeah. Keep bragging.
Anyways, in that area, like literally everyone knew who you were in there. You took so many photos.
Oh, it must not have been very minority in there.
It was not.
Soccer.
It was not. Yeah, you downsell that, but everyone knew who you were there.
Not everyone. Well, anyway, thank you. But we went to a game and I haven't been with Katie or any woman to a sporting event in quite some time. And it's refreshing.
It's probably just like going with me and Derek, right? Or is it different?
Oh, way different. Going to a game going to a sporting event with a girl is like, right when we get there, you know, she just wanted to sit. I go, I'd like a cold one. Okay. She goes there. I'm like walking away with my beer. She goes, don't forget a little napkin. And you know, hey, you're a great friend. You wouldn't do that for me.
Like, I mean, if he needs a napkin, he'll get his own napkin.
Look at the loser getting a napkin. Yeah. It's just a dream. She goes, don't forget your napkin. We sit at this sit down really close, which is exciting. She goes, all these girls are really tan.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, yeah, I mean, they play a sport that's outside.
Yeah.
She goes, no, 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 that's self-tan. No, that's more. That's self-tan.
No, they have lotion.
She goes, I wonder if they like, do they do it all together? It's like a self-tan party. She's looking around, like the game's going on, not paying attention. I love all the female advertisements. Like that's like baby formula.
You don't ever see that. There was like a makeup brand. There was like a clothing rental advertisement. There was a baby formula advertisement. You never see those anywhere.
It is like what, the largest or the only like dedicated only. Female
yeah.
stadium.
Yeah.
So they better have some makeup brands in there.
In the suite. I don't really love the food option. You know, I'm like mind blown. There's more than hot dogs back here. She's like, wish there was like a kale salad bar. Or we're down there next to the player. She's like, I'm like really tall.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that did.
Nine people ran up to her going, Mom, look, it's the goalie of the team.
Yeah, it's the goalpost.
It's the goalie.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
6-year-olds. The goalpost is walking around.
I mean, it really, we sat next to Izzy. Oh, what? I can't believe it. What's your last name? Oh, my gosh. No, not Izzy. Sorry, that was on the team.
She's learning all the names. Desi.
Desi, sorry. She was on Casey Current. She played in 3 Olympics, I'm pretty sure. Whoa. She just retired. And we were sitting, when she walked up, we were sitting. And then when we stood up, I was like, oh, and then I realized that she's a similar size to a lot of the players out there.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I guess in my mind, because for men, usually professional athletes are bigger, right?
Yes.
So I don't know, I guess in my mind, I was like, oh, these girls are going to be all on the like taller side. And that's not the case. I don't know why I thought that.
She got a 2-way contract before we left.
Yeah.
So yeah. I don't know what's going on, but she, the best part of the game, you know, you mom of 2 kids, married a few years, we're leaving. She's like, we're kind of running late. She's like, oh, I just look terrible. I look terrible. I'm going, I love you. You're my wife. I think you look beautiful. She's like, ugh. Later in the night, she walks out of the bathroom, like, you know, unisex bathroom. She goes, a gay guy just stopped me and said, I'm so sorry. You are beautiful. And Katie was like glowing. I was like, he's not even attracted to you.
He doesn't even know what he's talking about. He's
not on the same team. Yeah, he doesn't really even know.
Yeah. How would he know what a woman looks like?
I'm on the team and I chose you. You're pretty. She's like, shut up on the way here. He's like, see that little bitty gay guy? Thinks I'm pretty. Night made. And I kind of get it.
That's so funny. Yeah. What is it about a gay guy compliment?
It's cause like you, I know that you believe that, but you also are kind of like required to say that. Like if I say,
oh, his
like,
heart's not in it.
Right. Sometimes it's not. Not cause I don't think that, but I'm kind of just like, she just needs to hear it.
Yeah,
you're beautiful.
This guy, he did not have to, he went out of his way. He did not have to say that at all. He didn't have to talk to me.
Cause he's gay.
And he went out of the way. Yeah.
Yeah. They're famous for that. They like, why would I even? And then, be honest, did you guys kind of dog me after that? He's like, you're Trey Kennedy's wife? You're like, yeah, look,
straight guy.
The straight guy over there looks like he's in the jersey. He's like, oh my God, I noticed. Like that.
Yeah, that dorky one in the jersey.
Yeah, the dorky one in the jersey.
Yeah.
Yikes. Dang, dude. Yeah. Y'all really did that?
He did say, though, that he likes your new hair.
Are you being serious? Are you being dead serious? Oh my God.
That was perfect. I totally saw that.
I fell for that. Why'd that mean so much to me?
Why would this guy be aware of that?
Yeah. He could be really following along. I would fully believe a gay guy is like, I could tell there's a transplant. It looks great. I'm like, I believe you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Dang.
It'd
be your own.
I swear. I don't know. Maybe I'm just now noticing. Have you always gaslit me or you just been doing it better recently?
been doing it funnier lately.
I think I've always been able to do it pretty well.
I don't know. What have you been doing? Little things. I can remember. Straight line.
Well, that was a good one.
It is fun. Gaslighting's a fun. I mean, it's just a funner way to say you're a liar.
Yeah.
Gaslighting's fun.
And it is fun to gaslight. Before, I don't know if I've told the story on this podcast before, but before gaslighting was a thing, we did this one day at college. A guy walks into our dorm room. His name was Brian Turnbow, his real name. And he comes up.
That's the coolest name I've ever heard.
And my roommate just goes, well, if it isn't Brian Turnbow. So he's like, what are you talking about?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
You doing?
And he was just like, I don't know why he decided to do this. He's like, oh, I was just giving you a hard time. I know. I figured you could joke about it. That's how you say it. He's like, what are you talking about? And he's like, no, it's not a big deal. Like, I had a speech impediment growing up. You have one. It's all good. He's like, no one has ever told me this. We're like, come on. It's you, Brian. And this guy doesn't have a speech impediment at all. And he's just freaking out. He's like,
Brian. Yeah, see, you're doing it.
No one's ever told.
You're literally saying Brian. You don't hear that? You don't hear that?
Exactly.
What?
This was my introduction to gaslighting. Like, this is so fun.
Yeah.
So he's freaking out. He's like, I can't believe no one's told me. We're like, dude, it's not a big deal. It's really not. He's like, so I can't say my R's. Like, say Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. He says it flawlessly. We're like, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You don't hear that?
You don't hear that.
That's exactly how you're saying it.
Wow.
It gets
you don't hear
so
it.
Bad. He calls his mom.
He's like, my God.
Mom, do I have a speech impediment? And we start dying laughing. He's like, oh my gosh, why did I fall for that?
That's that reminds me of our all-time one where you could make a, our buddy, I know I've told this story maybe on a Patreon way back then or something, but there's a fake news article generator. And in college, Alan, the pianist, generated one that said our buddy's name, Matt O'Neill, caught with 22 terabytes of like illegal
stuff
on his laptop. And we're just like, that's crazy that there's another guy on campus with the same name. And he's like really bothered by this. He's like, I don't, what if people think it's me? And they're like, we're like, I guess it'd probably be smart to call the newspaper and just
clear.
Like, really? He's like, yeah, I think we start to call it and just confirm.
Get ahead
like,
of
because
it.
Because what if it's, that'd be weird if it's you. He's like, yeah, yeah. So he's on the phone as we're sitting there. He's like, I'm calling about the story about Matt O'Neill. And they're like, about what? He's like, about 22 terabytes of, and he says it.
Oh my God.
And we just start losing it. And he's like, all right. To get like, why are you calling? What are you?
Is this the Stillwater Gazette? Yes, I'm calling about the terabytes of.
Like, what does he think? Like, if it's real, they're like, yeah, that's a story. Do you want to know more about it? Like, why are you calling? He's like, oh, it's my name. They go,
is it you? Is oh, it, are you?
Turn yourself in, yeah, yeah. Dude.
Turn yourself in, or that sucks for you. Gaslighting people is the best. Wait,
it's so
we
funny
said fantasy football drafts. You, the best. Somebody doesn't get to you. You do a draft pick, and somebody, like, they do a fun gaslight moment, like, that guy.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, yeah, shut up. And then you quickly go, like,
is he injured?
Is he injured? Is he. What new does, quarterback?
What did I thought miss? The P next to his name meant probable. This means physically unable to perform.
Rick.
If you've done fantasy football, every guy's had a moment where you do have a pick and you go, oh my gosh, what I thought I knew everything. What did I miss? What did I miss?
I might have screwed that up.
Do you have that, Katie, in your draft? How did your
yeah, Katie's did you draft Joe Mixon? League?
I went to a fantasy football draft.
Oh yeah, that you're co-leading?
Yes. I did not.
Assistant coach, would you say?
I would say like, what is a coach? You kind of just like bring them in. I'm kind of like, bring them in every once in a while to like teach a special skill.
Maybe a better comparison is. You've heard of sports before, right?
No. Maybe a better comparison is Water Girl. That feels like a better level.
Oh,
of
I always loved the Water Girls.
Yeah, I kind of just sat next to her and asked her if she needed like a drink or snacks. And I kind of
name one player on your team.
We have two players with last name Williams.
Okay,
all right.
That just seems
sounds
like
racist.
Yeah, that seems like just. You're just the most popular last name for black people.
And we also.
And a Jones. I think we got a Jones.
We did draft Kelsey. Kind of as who? Like.
What's his first name?
Travis Kelsey.
We drafted Kelsey.
No, you have Travis Kelsey.
Obviously.
A lot of people believe in a bounce back here. Do you? Do you think he'll bounce back?
I think that he's not going to play like maybe a ton this season. They're going to save him for.
He's going to get benched, Jake.
He's going to get benched. So that's why we draft him. We also, my really only pick, I thought Travis Kelsey was fun because like the only game that I will ever lay eyes on is the Chiefs games. And at least there's like one player that I
a little more
like,
vested interest in it.
Yeah.
Keep going.
The only other player that I had any say in or cared was I do personally know a kicker. He went to, we grew up together. I don't communicate with him anymore, but we grew up. I knew him, and so when it came time to pick, might as well pick him, right?
Honestly, yeah. I didn't know you knew a kicker.
Will Lutz.
Saints?
He used to be with Saints. He is with a new team now.
What's a female's take on Travis Kelsey's performance this year post-engagement? Will that make him play better? Or will he be wedding planning? I'm sure that's something.
More confident?
He won't be doing wedding planning, right?
Okay.
I don't think so. I think either some people are saying that it's going to make him play worse. Some of the girls were saying it's going to make him play worse.
Really?
Wow. How come? Distraction or why?
Yeah, I don't know.
Just in love?
Yeah.
What about the testosterone? Did you guys talk about this?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Raises when you're engaged?
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Just naturally.
Yeah.
It's all revved up.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, maybe that'll make him play better.
Yeah, he's got a bullet in the chamber. How do you think he's feeling?
Wow, okay.
Ooh, blank space.
But then someone said, someone was like, there's a rumor that Taylor's going to play
tight end.
The halftime Super Bowl.
Oh, that's the big plan?
That's not going to happen.
Why not?
It's definitely not.
There's no way she's going to do that.
Why not?
For multiple reasons. She
doesn't drink Pepsi. One.
Is, to be honest, way too relevant. They do not select people who are like,
hey. They're relevant to me.
Super relevant, like to me. Right now, to be honest. Also,
you're right.
She,
it's like, what do the 40-year-olds love the most?
Right. And she doesn't, I think that they kind of like are, this was another girl's take, that they're mutually respect each other enough that like she wouldn't do that because it would kind of like outshine him. In his state.
Travis.
That's such a... my God! They think if he's in the Super Bowl, they're like, she would outshine him. He's playing the Super Bowl. That's...
Right, but like to any female in the world, she outshines him, so...
That's so funny to think. The whole point of Super Bowl is watching the football game. And like, well, her performance would kind of... Like Uncle Dale, that's all he'd be talking about.
People wouldn't watch the second half.
Yeah, they would be like, peaked here.
Oh, too much shine. Shines in my eyes.
It's not the case for guys, but for girls it is.
Outshine.
So she wouldn't show, she probably wouldn't do that. She like respects his
You know space. That people don't get paid to perform?
And that's the other reason. Is
yeah, like, that's why she never do it.
Not that she didn't
She'd be giving them way more than
they're yeah.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. That was my, I was like, logically, that just doesn't, she wouldn't do that.
I don't know if that's true. That's really interesting because the Super Bowl gets 125 million people watching it. Is she really more valuable than that?
I think it's probably tough to be in her shoes because for the last 2 years, she did a 3.5 hour long Super Bowl performance every night on tour. So it's so like,
she's like, 3 hours or nothing.
I mean, seriously, like how do you, the theatrics wise, I mean, how do you even like top yourself what the Eras tour was?
She'd have to like.
Do it from the moon.
Kill someone or something.
Yeah.
Just straight up like. Kill her first ex-boyfriend on stage.
Yeah. Let's do a little Taliban law.
Yeah.
But
everyone's chanting, smallest boy in the world, smallest man in the world, do it. She executes a little man.
Oh my gosh.
This is my first boyfriend. He cheated on me.
That would do it. Yeah.
It's either that or she's not doing it. Hey, what are you doing on your phone? Could you pay attention, please?
I was looking at the Nate Land...
Interesting.
Yeah. Cool. Sounds like you're really tapped in here.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know what you're doing on your phone because I thought you might be on Cash App. A proud sponsor. Please support our show and listen to this because we have a way that you can get some basically free money.
Free money.
Yeah. Get on your phone if you're listening to this. Be like Katie.
Yep. We use it. It's, you know what it is? Cash App. If you don't know this, how do you not know? It's a great app. So easy. And when it comes to your money, you deserve to feel safe from fraud and in control. And that's what you can expect with Cash App. If a suspicious transaction pops up on your card, Cash App has your back by automatically declining it.
Oh, thank you.
Behind the scenes, you can rest assured knowing your account balance is protected by 24/7 fraud monitoring. With Cash App, you can spend, save, and live your life knowing your money is right where you left it. With advanced built-in security protections you count on and helping you need it, spend with peace of mind today and order a Cash App card in the app or at cash.app/card.
Cash.app/card.
Come on. Yeah. You know, what kind of card do you have? Oh, some other lame. Is it metal? You're so cool. Cash App card. Don't overthink it. It's where it's at. For a limited time only, new Cash App customers can use our exclusive code to earn some additional cash for real. Download Cash App, use our exclusive referral code, SECURE10 in your profile. Send $5 to a friend within 14 days and you'll get $10 dropped into your account. I told you.
Hey, wow. Free money.
Terms apply. That's money. That's Cash App. Once again, go use our referral code SECURE10, no spaces, in your profile. Send $5 to a friend within 14 days and you'll get $10 dropped into your account. Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Instant discounts provided by Cash App, a Block, Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures.
There was also Taylor Swift-themed snacks at this draft.
Oh, what were they?
Let's guess.
Taylor Swift-themed snacks. Girls like hummus. How do you work that into hummus? Carrots and hummus?
I can't, honestly, this is not going to be easy to guess. Blake Live.
Ooh, something with Blake Live. Yeah. Justin.
Show. Dude, there's no puns coming to mind. I got nothing.
Justin.
Red Scarf. All too well. None of these are food based.
Yikes. You guys are really not doing good with this.
Travis Kelce bowls. There's one. Ooh. Travis Kelce bowls.
Okay. That had to be there. If it wasn't, that's a huge miss.
That was not there.
Teardrops of my guacamole.
Ooh.
You know, there was guacamole. Maybe I don't remember what it was. What it was. All I remember is.
We're still guessing.
Oh.
Bake Space. Bake Lively.
Bake Lively.
Bake Lively.
Bake Lively. And I like some kind of pastry.
Yeah.
Romeo and Juliet.
Love Story.
Tim McGraw.
Dove Story. Fish. You ate birds.
Tim McGraw sushi.
Tim McGraw fish.
Tim McGraw fish. There we go.
So there's three.
Yeah.
I love the attempt. Tim McGraw fish doesn't sound like great. Doesn't sound appetizing.
Gross.
This is Tim McGraw fish.
For our sushi lovers.
Travis Kelce bowl.
She
tried too much here.
Bake Lively.
White horse. Literal horse meat.
Instead of wildest dreams, wildest cream. It's ice cream.
Nice. Okay. That one's easy. That one's pretty good.
That's good. It wasn't one of them though.
I can do it. I can do it with a broken
fart
sauce
beans.
What?
So I'm off the dome here. I'm trying my best. What do you mean? I don't have a.
We're gonna see if yours are any better.
I wish I could remember all of them. I only have like three or four in my head.
22. Red dye number 22. There's one from that album. So that makes sense, actually.
Teardrops on my guitar.
Smear drops bagels.
Bagels.
Smear drops on my guitar.
Yeah, look what you made me.
Fondue.
Man, I'm close. That
really?
We're close. Look what you made me.
Close.
Creme brew. Look what you made me stew. Girl, a bunch of girls just had a big old stew.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift. Look what you made me stew.
Guys, food.
Start with the Tim McGraw fish, and then look what you made me stew.
These are definitely the foods.
Put some red in it. You belong with brie.
That's good.
Like a cheese?
I think
cheese?
That was actually one.
There's one!
There was a brie one. I'm not 100% positive that's what it was, but it's pretty close.
Anti-gyro? Anti-gyro. That should have been on it. Anti-gyro.
We were not serving anti-gyro. Stew and euros.
Who wants me to cut off the lamb meat?
Yeah, what?
It's like, yo, this party smells.
Also, I think we decided. I just good. Was there. I wasn't participating. They decided. I think that the loser's punishment is the loser has to throw a party for all the other girls. A themed party.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. So it's like kind of punishment, but not really.
Okay. What?
Yeah, that's
what.
Great.
What do we miss some?
Yeah, were we close?
So look what you made me dough. It was cookie dough dip.
That's like a homonym, not a homophone.
Look, what you made me fondue is way better. You should have gone with cheese.
Cornelius Street. It was corn dip.
Corn dip?
Yeah, like a
the big back party going on. Like,
yeah,
you're making fun of ours.
Rachel's grandparents would love this
corn dip. Cookie dough dip. What else?
You weren't eating stew.
I mean, Derek had guacamole in there.
It's
sushi. I had acai bowls. Is my first option.
This is gonna add to.
Yeah, explain corn dips.
There was a lot of dips. It was mostly dips. It was meat, meat, me at midnight, and it was like a Mexican meat.
You take a pile of meat.
Your midnight meat and dip it in the corn.
Meet me at midnight. What in the 12-year-old boy is going on?
I don't even know what that pun is. Is that a song? She has a song called Meet Me at Midnight?
I think so. I don't know.
Who wants meat at midnight?
You? What do you want to talk about?
Wait, what? There ain't no meat in that. What meat was it?
It was like a kind of like a Mexican dip. You know what I mean? With like
Mexican meat dip?
like ground meat in it.
Midnight yes. Mexican meat, dude. It's easy.
What dip has a bunch of meat in it?
Like,
hey, enjoy the meat dip.
You've had.
Throw you a Taylor Swift party. We'd have acai bowls,
delicious crawfish.
Yeah, there'd be sushi and some guacamole and fondue.
Bowls of corn.
I don't know
meat.
What else.
No, what describe the meat?
I didn't eat it, so I don't know.
What did it look like?
Like a baked dip
with
baked.
It looked like there was
gun to your head. Two other ingredients:
cheese.
Bunch of cheese and meat in a bowl.
And something else. I don't know.
Let's try to get a visual here. Derek, maybe try Google. What should we Google? Mexican meat dip?
I don't even know. Cheese. To be honest, I don't know if it was Mexican.
Okay. Derek, Google maybe Mexican.
You know, like some kind of like.
A lot of dips. Don't get me. A lot of dips in your back.
There were. It was. I will say it was a lot of dips. We had guac. There was this like edamame healthy dip.
It looked like this at all.
Oh, this looks like the Chili's. That looks like triple. Triple
kinda,
queso.
It was kind of baked in a pan. I don't know.
My dog Buster used to vomit.
You mean so? You guys would both Buster eat used to, what you saw. You both
Buster,
would
eat Buster would corn dip out of his mouth every Sunday after church. He'd eat it back up.
I mean, I've heard of like a bit, hey, this queso has a little bit of meat in it, but yeah. A meat dip?
It wasn't a meat dip. It's just, that was, we'd. They were trying to think of a name. It was just part of.
How weird. You guys are not so gross, but it is kind of hilarious that an all-female party, they're like, how do we get a meat pun in here?
I'm really
ours
trying
were cuter. Ours were cuter.
Yeah.
It's well, a gyro.
It also
it's
seems like way more work bringing stew and this was like this, a
I'll give you the
casual.
Stew, all right? That's a lot of work.
The stew is a joke.
The stew is a lot of work.
That's Euros, a cute. You put them in a little pita, a little meat.
Fondue. Sure and acai bowls, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy. Yeah. I'm throwing next year's party for y'all.
All right, great. Thank you for volunteering.
And I really like anti-Euro. That's a good pun.
Thanks.
So yeah, that was my fantasy draft experience.
No other foods? We're not missing anything?
There were, but I don't remember what they're called.
Dang.
We had like, there was apple slices.
Pork bucket. I don't know the puns, but there was a bucket full of pork. There was another bowl.
There was bratwurst. I think it was a dip.
Yeah,
it might have. There was. I also had a dog there. It might have been his food, but it was a pile of brown stuff. You had what?
There was like
pot roast. Is that what you said?
I was joking that there was hot dogs or there was not. There was apples. You could dip into caramel and dip into like M&Ms or Dad, almonds or something like that.
My gosh.
What'd you have at yours? Wings? Dog?
Wait. Apples, then caramel, then M&Ms,
mm-hmm.
and almond. Wow, and like, a McFlurry.
It was kind of like a. It was a tray, and you could like pick your topping for your caramel apples. It's cute.
That's kind of fun. I've never seen that.
You ever had a caramel apple?
Not really, because they're always intimidating to the first bite.
They're so intimidating, but you gotta venture in because they really are. Wow.
And I've had like. You know, my mom or my wife slices apples and I dip each slice in caramel, but not like county fair stick.
Yeah, the stick. You're at a turkey leg?
Yeah.
Those two, you go, who in the right mind would eat that looks gross? That looks like a man's femur. And then you actually try it and you go, whoa. Whoa. I don't know.
When did you eat a turkey leg?
I won't get a turkey leg. If it's there, I'm eating it.
Oh.
Next time we go to a game together, you ever seen the infamous Go Pokes? I'm going this weekend. They do this is our thing. We scored that wave the wheat. You ever see the famous video? The kid
That's
has a turkey.
Called,
he has a turkey
wheat.
Leg. And as he's doing it, he's taking bites. Iconic video. It's called waving the wheat. Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
My uncle back in the day, we were at a music park when we were kids and my sister wanted to ride this ride over and over again. So my uncle's riding it with her. Doesn't have the heart to tell her that he's got motion sickness. And he just feels awful. But she's like, Kaylin, I got to stop. He's like laying on the bench. Just no shame. Just publicly in front of all these people. He's so sick. We're like, man, is Uncle John about to corn dip all over? And then he's just like so sick. And he's like,
meet you at midnight.
Oh, that turkey leg looks good. So
then he's like, that was out of my stomach.
Eating the turkey leg while still horizontal. It's the cure all. It's the Benadryl. It's the Dramamine. It's everything you need. It's in that turkey leg.
I feel like the caramel, what's more intimidating is the candied apples. It's like a hard shell on an apple.
That's crazy.
How do you even do that?
That's too much. Oh, that's all good. Well, easy. Glad you joined your party. And I enjoy that. I'm going to think of more. There's got to be something with Baldoni, Justin.
Taylor Swift doesn't have, that's not, we weren't focused on that.
Oh, I see. Trying to move past that.
Yeah, we don't really know the, we did discuss like.
Barry Styles. just a bunch of gay berries.
There's feels, your Kelsey like toppings.
Oh, just get your Travis Kelsey bowl, top it with some Barry Styles.
Yeah.
Feels like she really went real big pendulum swing there.
Oh, so did he.
What are we talking about?
Just the dating people.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. From Harry Styles to Travis Kelce.
Okay, got it. Sorry.
Pretty different.
Scream count. Lick Jonas. All right, let's get some correct opinions. I'd like to start.
Great.
My correct opinion is the music is too loud.
In general?
Everywhere I go. Turn it down. I mean, I don't even go in establishments where the music's too loud now. You know, obviously no nightclubby or two poppin' bar settings. Some restaurants, I go, we got to find another place. So, and now I'm getting to the point, just gathering with friends. Hey, we had a little lake day once. One guy goes, oh, I'll get the Bluetooth speaker out. I immediately race over. I go, boop, 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 boop. I'm not elevating my voice at all. Fantasy football draft, let's get some music going. I go, too loud. It's driving me nuts. And I'm not afraid to admit it. And I don't want to have to talk over music in social settings. It should be nice. It's back here, you know? Maybe we're enjoying that. Music's too loud.
I'm 100% with you. Been this way for a while. I don't mind talking about it on the podcast, but in like male settings, I'm kind of nervous to be like the wimp who's like, can we lower the volume? My voice? Yeah, kind of the moneymaker. Need to preserve it.
Let's tone it down. That's definitely part of my thought. It's like, I don't want to lose my voice.
Yeah, you're performing this too much. You're singing. I podcast 4 times a week. Kind of need it.
Do you know that podcasting way harder to voice than singing or shouting?
Takes way longer.
But speaking at this level is like the hardest work on your voice.
More than whispering?
No.
All right.
You knew that, right?
Second place.
But isn't that fascinating? You think it's the opposite?
Yeah, I would have thought singing would be worse.
But anyway, that's how I feel. I'm very passionate about that. And I'm always the guy because I'm always shocked when looking around. No one isn't bothering people. We're yelling.
I'm so with you. Even, yeah, you get at a restaurant or a coffee shop and you get directly below the speaker. I kind of find myself looking like, man, I wish I would have known that.
And a little that here? Bonus correct opinion. I mean, but the lighting starts to get me. if I'm right under a too bright light, I go, I'm so sorry. I'm just getting interrogated right now. Can we?
You are really high maintenance.
Oh, am I?
That did actually happen at a restaurant recently, right? You sat down, it was like too bright, and I like switched with you.
Yeah, that's happened. happened twice last. I was at I went and played a few holes of golf with some buddies, and we grabbed a drink at the clubhouse after. It was like sun was going down, and we were right under one. I go, guys, do you mind moving to this other table? We're under the light. And they both were kind of like, I mean, I guess so. But then we sit down, and I really make a point to be like, this is better, right? Like, you thought it was crazy, but this is better?
It's just because you're just like the only person who would speak up about that.
We had a post-show dinner with the crew on the road, and there's 5 of us, sat us at a table for 10. And I had this other smaller table, and I go, guys, it'd be better over there, right? And I was like, do you mind if we move? So sorry. You do all the things, right? I'm so sorry if it's a big deal. We sit down, and I go, guys. And they're like, yeah.
Tell me it's not better. Katie, what's your light sensitivity as a fellow, you know, recessive gener?
She's a dude with the light.
Yeah, I don't think
she's in the dark.
What?
Like if I'm not around, I walk in the living room and the light, like if the lights are all off, she's just like, they'll just be off all day.
That's fine. Save a little money.
Or then she'll kind of be like, I need a little light. She'll hammer on the, you know, I walk in, I go, it should be nice. It should be thoughtful.
I don't put balance in the room. There's no thought into light. Wow. I don't really.
No way. It doesn't. You don't use your brain.
That's the opposite of Rachel with a light.
Yeah.
Every night she calls it setting a vibe. Sets a vibe.
Oh, I set a vibe, dude.
He's the vibe setter. Rachel. I'm not. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't drive. I mean, it would have to be very cloudy for me to not drive with sunglasses.
Really?
I think my eyes are getting so sensitive to light.
Oh, see, yeah.
I turn my phone on dark mode, you know?
Oh, and
Kindles are great.
Dude, she doesn't have the light brightness of, like auto adjust on.
Oh, that's insane. Bad,
and she's like, I have a cute picture of the kids. And it's like,
oh, I'm in the line of totality.
Yeah, like,
when's the solar eclipse going
to
be over?
I expect to see the Lord? Like,
yeah, I'm super unfazed.
It doesn't matter. I'm like, that's crazy.
I'm so unfazed by that stuff.
Oh my gosh. Ow.
I would like to enter, I will say, I would like to enter a competition where like everyone always talks about like you need blue light glasses. It's very hard to go to bed after blue light. I will go straight from Instagram to asleep. 30 seconds, I can do
yeah.
it. Put me up against anyone.
Just scrolling.
Don't mean to sleep.
Yeah. Oh, I believe it.
I can do it.
I wish I had that. Yeah. So last night, I had a little outburst. I was so close to being asleep, close. Couldn't do it. Then you were flopping around. And then Thomas started going. I go, oh my God. And I can't do the whole, she's like, just go to sleep. I go, I can't.
Trying.
But we did get back our... The fancy thing you sleep on, it makes your back all cold.
Oh, yeah, oh, it's working again.
We didn't have for a couple. We had to get a new one in. Game changer.
I feel like you need to consult your doctor. Like, you sleep on an ice pack. Well, there's no way that's good.
I have cancer.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. I think I have two right now. Lung and stomach.
Dang.
Yeah.
A little bit of a hypochondriac.
What's your correct opinion?
My correct opinion is... If a girl cuts bangs or cuts her hair short without considering it for over a month, she's having a crisis.
Okay. You kind of need that purgatory almost of like sleep on it and wow. sleep on it again and keep sleeping on
wow.
it.
Wow. Do you think there's a lot of women out there that come back with bangs and wake up the next day? They go, oh my gosh.
Yes.
I should have just had a matcha.
Yes. I do think it's a little bit of a known stereotype, but I just feel like I personally was almost victim of this recently. So I had a kind of rough alone with the kids for the weekend, and I started thinking I should cut my hair short.
Yeah,
I got a text at 12:30 a.m. of a selfie of her in the mirror with her hair like pulled back and away. Oh, short. Yeah, she goes, should that. I cut it? And I just go, dear God,
go to sleep.
What am I going home to? She's unhinged. I mean, I would have rather have been like, gonna try crack. Like, I would have been like,
well,
that's a little more of sound mind than.
Yeah.
Did I
cut this hair off at midnight? I go, oh my goodness.
I'm honestly still.
Call CPS.
That was, because I had a haircut scheduled for last week. So that's why I was like, it's on top of mind. I'm still not completely out on cutting my hair short, but I need to consider it for more than like a weird late night.
You need 3 more weeks.
Yep.
Okay, 3 more weeks. Consider it. Is that why you've been testing out being a like a total Karen to me? Just seeing if it fits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would also check with the gay community
I'm kidding.
And make sure they approve.
Yeah,
I would love their opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could be the fix. If we could, you just go to a gay bar with your hair a little back, like they just pop around to guys. What do you think?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Or like bad. I would love.
Girl, you look like you got a neck like a giraffe. Don't do it.
That could be a problem.
They might say that.
But I also.
Chet Holmgren. I've never heard of him.
So yeah, if you are considering that, maybe just take a step back and just think, am I good?
Do I need this?
Yeah.
Maybe I just need a matcha.
Well, I don't care what you do. And in the nicest way possible, I think you'd look lovely no matter what you do.
Oh, well, thank you.
Whatever you want to do. Just don't. What we can't do is do it and then ruin my life by regretting it. Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah.
I should have done it. Well, do you like my haircut?
Yeah, it looks great.
Everybody's talking about it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Should I go back to buzz cut? Would I look cool? Would I look like Brad Pitt? I have this vision.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, we know that you want to be buff with a buzz cut.
Yeah, I'm struggling to do either. Jake, correct opinion?
Before I say this, I just want to say, Derek, maybe get ready to put the camera on Katie when I get done saying this. And we'll see. But my correct opinion is if I order food, let's say fast food, and there's a hair in it, not that big a deal. It's hair. We all have it.
You know, I that'll never stop me from eating food I want to eat.
No.
Oh, I gotta literally yank this hair out of the deep skin of the chicken nugget. All right. So it fell in while they were battering the chicken.
Yeah.
Okay.
They cooked it. They cooked all the bacteria off.
That means it's homemade. There's a real human back there or other animal
or whatever else is back there. Yeah. You pull a hair out. Oh, I didn't get it all. I got to grab it by the stem. Okay. Now I got it.
Now I got it. It broke off. Yeah. I've been cooked in the oven.
Yeah. It's brittle.
Yeah. That wouldn't stop me.
Oh.
I feel like when I was like in middle school and high school, and you start to get around people who complain about this, you're kind of one of the guys like, oh yeah, gross. And all my life I've thought, it's a little bitty hair. How much bacteria could possibly be on this hair to like make this taste bad, make this bad for me? No, bring it.
You get hair in your food, you go, I'm out.
Yeah. I have a couple opinions on this. One is that it's because if there's a hair in there, it feels like maybe there were some loose standards back there.
Oh, you think it's a sign of other
cuts. Loose people back there?
There's loose maybe morals. A
back there, they're drinking.
Hey, it's Mardi Gras back there.
Yeah, they're fighting, so the hair's going
maybe
everywhere.
Maybe there's a fingernail in there. Maybe there's some spit in there.
Spit, breast milk.
Yeah.
But on the other side, I do feel like if it's people you know, a loose hair is not gross. I do agree with that.
You got to be friends with them. You got to be Facebook friends with them.
Like if my, right, like if my friend brought me something over and one of her hairs was in it, I would be like, okay, this is gross. I'm probably going to like eat around it.
Would you text her like, when's the last time you shampooed, girl?
Yeah. No, but I would know. Okay, like she's a clean person. It's pretty gross. I'm still questioning if I would eat it, to be honest. But at least I know, like, I would touch her hair, right?
Weird.
Well, don't do that.
That's you're missing the point here.
Yeah, eat it all you want, but don't just go up and touch it.
Go up and touch people's hair.
I'm just saying, if you're willing to, like, touch someone's hair.
Jake, do you have a length maximum?
Because
you go, ooh, baby, pink, or you go, whoa.
That's a good point.
Whoa.
Most of them are small.
I've done that before. You go, oh, little hair, and you're like, okay, please stop. All right, that's gonna be tough. But the long ones, you go, oh, it's probably a pretty girl.
That's a good point.
That's a good point. It's not a guy with a ponytail back there.
Definitely not. When I get. Captain D's, and there's a long hair. I go,
like, what's
probably
more like?
A supermodel, not a fat guy with a ponytail.
What's your guys' policy? So, like, hair, if short hair on it, I'll remove the hair, I'll eat that bite. Now, let's say if there's like a fly or a bug, that's a little more like I think I'm gonna give it a half inch or whatnot. I'm like, let's cut around the fly,
easy,
but I'll still eat something nearby it.
Sure, I'm not scared of a bug either.
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of food where a bug is baked into the food?
Yeah, it sounds like it's happening a lot to me. Now, I'm trying to think. Last Thursday? No, I ate it last Thursday and then over the weekend.
I don't know if I've ever had a bug in mine, to be honest.
I have had a bug.
Oh, like, I did.
One time. I did not eat it.
We were eating on a patio. We grabbed that quick lunch and a fly like straight up just like landed and kind of got stuck in my
kamikaze
salad.
Yeah.
And I did flick him out. I flicked out the piece he sat on and ate. Luckily, I was close to done. I ate like one or two more bites and I was kind of like, that messed me up. I watched the fly land and it's like stuck in the salad dressing. That kind of made me go, all right.
I think I'm mind over matter. If you're like,
I tried.
Oh, good. More fiber or whatever bugs have.
Mm-hmm.
You look at it that way.
Hmm.
Does anyone have any ants on them? Love to throw some ants in here.
Great source of protein, I heard.
That's what they
say.
You
ever seen those mosquito burgers they make in Africa?
Oh.
Mosquitoes?
Mosquito burgers.
I've seen people eat larvae, ants.
So there's so many mosquitoes. So they'll like mush them all together into like a patty.
Oh, no.
It's like a patty of these will contain, I don't know how many thousands.
This is tough.
I guess it's an insane.
Why are you doing this to me?
It's an insane source of nutrients. Yeah.
Mosquitoes carry so many diseases.
Oh, yeah. Name one.
Not if you cook them, baby. Name one. Name two.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Ew. No.
Dude, they sell this at Burger King, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. I've seen this on the menu. This is the Impossible Whopper.
I was going to say, Impossible Whopper.
Can you imagine going to get one of these? You go, excuse me, there's a hair in this? Disgusting. Yeah, but I think.
How do you know about the mosquito burger?
Well, I'd be scrolling, man.
How
nutrition.
How do they catch that many mosquitoes is a real question. Burger.
Africa.
Yeah, I think you just get a net.
So various reports say the mosquito burger, typically made by pressing 500,000 mosquitoes into a patty.
Oh my God. I was not expecting 500,000. Oh my gosh. That's gotta be a lot of protein.
We have a lot of mosquitoes on our patio. We start catching those. By the time Thomas graduates college,
yeah,
you and I are going to be sharing a patty.
Also,
it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Mosquitoes, maybe this is a dumb question, but don't mosquitoes, I mean, don't they have other people's blood in them?
Yeah, I think.
Well, that's...
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a good question.
They say it's seven to 10 times more nutritionally valuable than a beef burger. Edible insects often provide high quality protein with amino acids, vitamins, minerals.
I mean, 500,000 of anything, I would hope it would have more protein, more amino acids.
So there you go.
But yeah, the West Nile and the AIDS stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that. All right.
It just cooks off, right?
Those are correct opinions.
It might. I don't know what happens to the blood. Just get it medium well.
How long is this?
No blood.
Going on?
Like 45.
Speaking of fun. Speaking of eating, I kind of feel like it was a little bit of a gaslight, but I was getting my nails done and I had a drink with me and I didn't.
Ooh, did you get them clipped? Speaking of eating, save them. Save them for me.
What? Ew, gross. No.
I know I always cut you off. We had our like Bible study, like weekend getaway to really bond, you know, real fun young adult stuff.
That's fun.
And we played a Get to Know You game. We played that new basic card game, which is out now. Go check it out.
It's not even here anymore. It's we're just out of stock. You know?
Yeah.
It's flying off the shelves.
And everyone goes, okay, oh my gosh, Trey eats his nails. She just outed me to the whole group.
Dang.
Yeah. We were talking about like.
That really upset me.
Well, you know that's a
secret.
Stop doing it.
You know I don't want anyone to know that.
You said it on a podcast. But yeah, I think I had an iced coffee and I just happened to get like a piece of ice. So I was kind of chewing it and then the nail tech goes, "So you chew ice?" And I was like, "Yeah." I didn't mean to like.
What's the right answer here?
Yes. No. He's like, "You going to chew the ice?"
You chew it. He's like, "Hey, buddy, you chew it."
Then I couldn't really tell him, like, are you like really kind of like weirdly telling me not to chew the ice?
Yeah, you're trying to figure out like, is there some like ethical or political thing with ice?
Chewing the ice, huh? That's funny to think.
Yeah,
about. I started doing that to people.
My uncle Hector got taken by ice.
I just really didn't know what to.
Just yeah, ice this, ice that, the white lady, huh?
I really maybe was did that it? Not know Were what they... to say. I was just kind of like,
very neutrally, just kept bringing it up. So you're chewing ice.
Yeah. I was just, okay. Do you not want me to? I didn't mean to. I don't know.
I got a few more cubes left. It'll be over soon.
Yeah.
That is funny.
Recently, I was. Telling Katie, I tried it because I know it's coming. Sometimes it's never enough to prepare. I'm like, hey, listen, you do everything great. You do everything amazing. I really mean that now. A little feedback on one thing. And so let's act this out. I'll go, I think it might be helpful if like as you cooked or cleaned. No, I said it might be helpful as you like do things, you like clean up after yourself.
I think it'd be super helpful if you picked up all the clothes next to your bed, all the socks next to your bed, all of the coffee cups I think are in your office. That's why we don't have any more upstairs. Okay. They probably have mold in them. It'd be really awesome if you could just like unpack when I'm doing all the laundry. You could just like unpack then, not like after I finish doing all the laundry. That'd be awesome. You could stop clogging the toilet all the time. It's really gross. Literally was clogged this morning.
Ooh.
You could stop fart. I mean, your farting is out of control. It is really. Last week, you had one that was like really. It made me nauseous.
So are you going to try to clean up better? Or?
I think you're going to need to I'll just fix those first. Yeah.
Hey, that was fun to see kind of a head-to-head battle, one-to-one.
It's about how it goes. I go, hey, this one thing. She's like, you know, I got time today.
If we're going to talk about it, might as well talk about it.
That's true. Hey, okay. All right. Well, we both have stuff to improve on.
We do.
That's what's nice.
That's beautiful,
we
guys.
We always do.
Jake, how do you feel about football season? How do you... You're reasonable, but you're pretty emotionally attached, right? The Chiefs lose a heartbreaker. It's an effect to you.
Yeah, I don't really follow college football much, but just always been an NFL, like, been a Chiefs fan.
How are you? I get nervous this time of year because, you know, I'm a grown man. I go, every year by year, try to go fantasy football. I'm not going to prepare that much, whatever. I don't care. And then, like, we're day three. Some guy's accusing me of, like, dude, you put that guy in your IR spot. He wasn't on the IR. I'm like, that's not true. I didn't. And then I'm like, no, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What am I upset about? We're like, we're going to watch our college buddies. We're going to watch our team. They're favored to lose by 4 touchdowns. So we're like, it doesn't matter. No. We're going to go in there and get whooped. I'm going to be like, And I'm going to have to be like, no, it doesn't matter. It bothers me how much it bothers me. And it's tough being a guy. Do you women have anything like that? Where you're like, why do I care so much about this? I guess kind of everything. Wow, never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
Ours is football, yours is everything else.
Like
I don't know, just like, oh, like our baby girl, her naps are off this week. I'm the worst mom in the world. You know, a guy, we're like, I don't even, what is she supposed to nap, you know?
Yeah, she's a Gemini.
Doesn't bother us, yeah.
Yeah, so really similar. It's like stuff that, like, you know, really affects,
or like throwing a party, like it's gonna be a theme. Guys, no one's eating the meat dip. you know, and a guy, we wouldn't care. Was there not enough meat in it? Why don't they want it?
Was it too much dip?
Do they not know it's meat? I called it meat.
I don't know who made this dip, but they are gonna be really sad. They're gonna be really sad.
I just do. Maybe I'm being sexist. I'm sorry. But I'm shocked that a group of cute young gals are like, make sure you bring the bowl of meat.
Is that a bowl of meat? I just think that you really are not.
Well, you're not explaining it still. I don't know what's in it.
I didn't eat it, so I don't know. Crock pot
full of wet meat. That they renamed dip.
It wasn't a crock pot. It was.
It was a crock pot full of meat. Yeah.
A baking dish, like a 9x12 baking dish.
No one's eating. Is it getting dry?
So
plug it
gross.
Back in.
Someone who doesn't eat meat—that's super nasty. I just. Anyway.
So yeah, your football is taking care of your daughter. It's kind of like you guys both overreact about it.
Yeah, it's like super similar. Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah,
I'd like to. Katie, you'd kind of learn from this. You know what football is, kind of. Jake, I want. Hell, let's act. You've never heard of football in your life.
Great. Okay.
I think this might pay.
Talking
picture.
To you. Okay. All right.
I guess you've just been dropped off here for some other planet.
All right. So you.
Hey, man, guy I've never met.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend?
Only one thing I've ever do, brother. Watching football.
Football. What is football?
Oh, it's a game. It's the best. Bunch of dudes tackle each other, and I just root on my favorite team.
And these are like grown men. That's kind of sounds kind of dangerous. Wow.
Tackling each other, it is.
Yeah.
Well, grown men, they're barely. They're like 20.
Okay, 20 years. And the human brain develops at, is it 25?
Correct.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, and they you know, kind of my whole weekend hinges on their performance.
That seems weird to like your happiness like relies on like how they perform.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And I mean you. If they're going to affect you that much, you must know them.
Know of them or like know?
You know these guys. You're friends with these guys.
No, I've never met any of them.
Do you work for them?
Not per se. I mean, I can make money. I can. There's a great opportunity to make money off of them.
No, he does not make money.
I'm weekend. I'm gonna.
So why do you do this every weekend? Like it must just be like really fun.
I don't know.
It must be really fun for you guys both to do together.
Yeah, I don't.
You know, sometimes it's really fun.
I don't watch.
Sometimes it's really fun, and sometimes it's like the worst day of my life.
Cool, that's
and
awesome.
I get in fights with strangers. That's football for you. There it is.
It's aptly named too. Nate Bargatze has that skit where he's like, there's a little kicking.
Well, back in the early 1900s, there was the only way you scored. People forget the couldn't even pass back then.
Just cool. Straight foot.
Really?
Yeah, you're just running into each other. And then you get close enough and you kick it. Or I guess you could run it in for a touchdown.
Do you know the British called it soccer up to like the 70s, but then they stopped because they didn't want to seem American, so they went back to football. But they were in the 70s, they were calling it soccer.
Football is like Spanish.
Yeah.
That's like all the Spanish countries called it that, but you're saying UK called it soccer?
Yeah, yeah.
The UK, what are you guys doing over there, man? They got no food that's any good. The British would love your Taylor Swift party, but...
I don't know if their teeth could have got that meat dip down.
You got any toothpicks? They wouldn't call them toothpicks. What do you think they call them? You got any teeth tweakers? I got meat dip stuck in them. Oh, it's great.
Was it us talking about?
There's Brian Turbo. Brian Turbo sounds British.
I'll have to ask. Maybe I'll convince him of that.
Yeah.
Oh, look who it is.
Dude, that's so cool. You're from Britain? He's like, what? No. You're like, you're talking a British accent.
Yeah.
And you go, you're literally going out, my name's Brian Turbo.
You're always saying that. You love tea and crumpets. No,
what,
I don't.
What? No, wait. What? Literally this morning in the dorm, you had a black English tea. That was black coffee, I swear.
I learned something recently. The British accent, I'm probably going to butcher this, but the British used to speak like normal, like United States American English, and dang it, now I can't remember the fun fact. I think it was like
the teeth got so messed up they couldn't articulate.
I think the rich people, the upper class in Britain, wanted to separate themselves from the lower class people, and so they started talking in this like weird uppity accent, or maybe it was the opposite.
No, that makes sense. Accents are fascinating because you know the old transatlantic.
Oh, come here, Johnny.
Yeah, that was all. That
like
was
one train ticket, please.
That was how you sounded like educated and.
Oh, they were doing that to sound educated.
Yeah.
And like then it just goes away because that was here in the United States.
At some point, there's enough guys were like in a pub, like, stop talking like that.
I think we're good on that.
I'll take a nice cold pint, would ya? Yeah, that's why it's a firm believer. These people that come out, they talk in this crazy accent. It's a choice. To some degree, because I can think of multiple things in my life where I go, I'm saying that wrong. I got to correct it. Like, you can change it.
Yeah.
But they don't know.
To some degree. I'm saying you could have a little twang, but some country girl who she's almost like, you can't even understand what she's saying. Like, put in the oil. You're not brain dead. You know how to say oil. And you could wake up tomorrow and say, you know what? I'm going to start saying it right. But you go, no, it's endearing. Oh.
Yeah. Maybe a glass of water.
Yeah.
You can say it better.
Oh, it irritates me.
But it's
pitcher.
Also...
Let's take a picture. See, you know you could fix it, right?
It's also like the, I mean.
Like some people can't. Say consensus.
Consensus.
Say, what's the consensus on that?
What's the what?
What's the consensus on that?
What's the consensus on this?
Oh, you said this instead of that.
Oh, what's the consensus on that?
What's the consensus on that?
Oh, you did. There was a time where she couldn't do it. See, I think we practiced it. Mm-hmm. I can't. And then I can't say literally, I guess. I did it there because I was focused on it. But
Lily. Lily.
Okay. I just, some words I'm like, we got to make them faster to come out.
Take forever.
Literally.
Oh,
literally. They do that one right over there.
Literally.
I'll give them that.
Literally.
I mean, it's just what they're hearing. It's how they learn to talk.
Yeah, some of them just are wrong, though. Vitamin.
Mm.
Yeah, I feel like you just changed pronunciation. Glacia. I don't like that one either.
No. Presentation? No. What's the one of...
Pedophile.
Pedophile. That's what they like to say. Instead of pedophile. Which they might be right on that one.
And also, I feel like there's the word pediatrics. Sometimes people spell that weird. They'll throw in like a, what is it? PAE? You see that on like hospitals every now and then?
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I've noticed that.
Yeah. When does color get the U?
Yeah. Like when glamour theater, gets when does, it, but other, yeah. the other ones don't.
When does theater, is it E-R or R-E?
Yeah, for the graphics, I'm always struggling with that one.
They just get to choose?
Yeah.
What about gray? Is it AY or EY?
That's like affect or effect. Who freaking knows? Who, whom? It's all made up.
It is. Okay, let's get to some segments to wrap up here. What, we got a few minutes?
We're over.
Okay, I'm gonna real quick, because someone said this in. It's been too long. And this one spoke to me. Again, hit us up at our website, trachin.com/correctopinions. Send it up, whatever. I want to hear from you. Robert wrote in. Triggered, guys. My wife still asks super vague questions. This caused me to have to ask 3 to 4 questions to figure out what she's trying to say.
Yeah, I don't like this.
Which triggers me. Oh, is this every man on the planet?
Yeah.
For example, she may ask, were you able to fix it? So I go, fix what? There are many things to fix. Thing in the room. I have to say, which room? She'll say, front of the house. I'll say, we have a couple rooms at the front of the house. Which are we talking about? And then this occurs and goes on and on. It makes me very triggered. At the end of this, though, she'll get triggered at me because now I'm a teeny tiny irritated tone in my voice, which in her mind is unwarranted, where I have to apologize for having a bad tone. But my mind is completely natural reaction to how this is a natural response to how she's talking to me. Someone's one question with 3 to 5 follow-up questions is irritating. That being said, I've begun to master having a Mr. Rogers type of respectful, friendly tone, even though that being triggered to avoid, even though so I'm struggling because. Let me read how he wrote it, because I'm starting to sound like a dummy, and no, Robert, you're the dummy. That being said, I have begun the master. That being said, I have begun the master having a Mr. Rogers type of respectful, friendly tell, even though that being triggered to avoid a snowball effective arguments that come from having an irritated sound tone.
Dude, I'll tell you the reason she's speaking so slowly to him. He's simple. She's got to speak simple to him.
That being triggered to avoid a snowball effect of arguments come from having an irritated sound tone.
Did you fix it, Robert? Good.
Fix it? The front of the room. How many rooms are in the front? 2 rooms. Yeah, we're on her side, Robert. I can't understand you, bro. But this is very, Katie loves, and it'll never end, and I love her for it.
You think
it.
I do this? You do this
all the time. Well, like out the door, I'm like, Katie, where'd you put it? And how often do you go on the counter? No, I mean, we haven't even discussed the room anywhere. On the counter, the amount of counters that we use, you tell me you don't do that. And I go,
I do that, yeah.
And I just go, more, need more info. I do it too.
Yeah, but yours is more like you're thinking through something in your head and you'll just randomly be like,
oh, yeah, that happens.
What about that meal?
Oh, that's yeah I'll do that. And then she's like, what? I'm like, are you even listening?
Yeah,
the meat dip.
Yeah, the meat.
Poor girl. Starving. Like that'll happen sometimes where Rachel thinks she's being specific, but it's not specific enough. Like she's like, hey, can you go grab like my medicine for me? I'm like, oh yeah, no problem. Where's it at? She's like, in the bathroom. I'm like, why? I knew it'd be in the bathroom. I'm gonna need a little more than that. Like, oh, I don't know, it's just somewhere in there. Like, all right, I'll just figure it out then. Yeah, can you get? Can I get a drink? Where's it at? It's somewhere in the kitchen. All right. Mm-hmm. That's definitely where I was going to look anyway. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much the only spot it could be. So,
get my car, please. Where's Kansas City?
You'll find it.
Yeah. What, were we about to say something?
Yeah, I just was wondering. You know, I think maybe it's because girls. And I feel like you guys would attest to it. Like, right, there's a whole classic, like, a guy opens the refrigerator, he, like, can't find the ketchup. It's, like, sitting right there. It's, like, I think maybe girls take in more information spatially where things are. Mm, yeah. And so in our mind, when we say on the counter, it's, like, oh, surely you saw that sitting on the counter.
Once you get to the counter, you'll see it.
And so you'll know that it's there. I think maybe that has something to do with it.
Maybe. Yeah.
I think also just like speaking English is so easy. Like, let's just throw in like 4 more words and then that's I don't have to wonder where it's at. Like, just throw in like a few more words.
I see.
Thoughts on that?
Huh. Hey, can you find my hair tie? Where's it at? Somewhere in the car. Feels like you should know more where it's at. It's probably in the passenger side door.
Maybe we don't know. And we want you guys need to just find
like
it.
Give me like a first spot to look. Mm-hmm. You get the.
Well, we're going to be late. Where's get the meat?
Where's it at?
Where's the meatball?
It's still in the crock pot. Uh-huh. You have to cook it for 30 days.
I'm going to have to
send the recipe. It's not in here. Oh, the dog ate it.
I'm going to have to send the recipe because clearly.
Oh, wait, where's the meat dip? Oh, that homeless man. Oh, he's actually putting it back because he doesn't want it.
Oh, no. Someone's put it in our garden. They thought it was soil.
Everyone liked meat me at midnight except me. I didn't eat it because I don't eat meat.
Dang, y'all girls going crazy. Just,
oh, yeah.
I do love the sexist thing that girls can't eat meat. Girls love meat. I love meat, and I'm going to eat a lot this weekend watching football. And we're going to talk more on our Patreon, our extra episode every week. Go to patreon.com/TreyKennedy. We're very close to 875. Kate and I race.
We're close.
You guys are.
And I'm going to smoke him.
And if you sign up, you get access to 30, 40 plus episodes we've done.
Yeah. Weird behind the scenes videos from years ago.
All sorts of fun stuff.
Plethora.
So, thank you guys for the love. Talk to you next week. Have a great weekend. Peace. Direct opinion.